Hey everyone, welcome back to Heal, Survive, and Thrive. I'm so glad you're here and I'm so excited for today's episode.
Hey guys, welcome back. Thanks for joining me this week. So in this week's video, I was thinking about a topic that we all could really benefit from. So in this video, I wanted to talk about responding versus reacting. And this is so important towards maintaining your own vibration, towards living a great life, towards being able to protect yourself from abusive people. Like I always say, like creating that bubble around you that whenever someone is narcissistic, abusive, whatever comes at you, you know, their stuff just bounces right off and it doesn't affect you. So we've all come in contact with someone who is probably abusive or projecting their stuff onto us, possibly narcissistic. This could be friendships, coworkers, family members, a romantic partner. It doesn't matter. We've all been in a situation where we come in contact with someone who is just that button pusher. They're just abusive. They know exactly where your wounds are. They know exactly what to say to you to kind of really cut you at your knees. So we've probably all encountered this type of a person before. And most likely we were either taught or we saw by example how to respond to this type of person. And usually it is getting really angry, you know, getting emotionally charged and telling this person that what they're doing is ridiculous, that they're wrong, et cetera, et cetera. So I'm going to really challenge that way of handling the situation, because when we come from a place of negativity, when we stoop down to the other person's level, when we get emotionally charged because we feel, you know, that what someone is saying is unfair or hurtful or wrong or abusive or really whatever, nothing good comes of that. And I know I might get a lot of comments coming from people that say, absolutely, you need to tell someone like that what they're doing is wrong and they're ridiculous and you have to stand up for yourself. Standing up for yourself is absolutely critical. And I'm not saying don't stand up for yourself. What I'm saying is ultimately you have to stand up for yourself in a healthy way, which is not taking on any of that person's negativity. So when someone comes at you, whether it's a narcissistic person, sociopath, toxic person, unhealthy, emotionally abusive, whatever, and they say something that is ridiculous, is a lie, is completely and utterly hurtful, you know, how do we handle ourselves in those situations? So when we get emotionally charged, really what we're doing is saying that what you said hurt me. And of course, it's going to be hurtful that someone says something that is, you know, really unnecessary and it cuts us at our knees and it really just, you know, it causes us pain. Absolutely, we're human beings, but we have to know how to be a healthy adult and how to handle that situation. So one of the things that you have to really understand in terms of this type of a situation or dynamic is this person that's saying something that is completely hurtful or wrong or is a lie or whatever, it's really bothering you. They're doing it to be that button pusher. So you have to really take a step back and recognize when people are doing certain behaviors. And that's why I talk a lot about emotional abuse, because, you know, the tactics that an emotionally abusive person will use are not things that are really black and white. If someone's gaslighting you and you don't know what gaslighting is, they're gonna win. They're gonna gaslight you. If someone's projecting and you don't know what projection is and you don't know the person that you're dealing with, you're gonna take on that person's projection, especially if you're coming from that, you know, insecure, codependent place where you don't have a true sense of self, you don't know how to hold on to yourself, you don't have the self-confidence and self-love within yourself to know that someone is actually projecting onto you, then you're gonna take it and you're gonna be abused. So that's why I always say you need to focus on yourself first. But understanding that what someone is doing to you is a reflection of themselves and it has nothing to do with you, no matter how hurtful it is, that what they're doing or what they're saying is, it has nothing to do with you. You will stop taking on other people's stuff as if it was a personal attack. So it might seem like a personal attack. They might want to hurt you. They might say something that cuts you at your knees because they want to get to you. But really, what they're doing is trying to kind of release the pressure off of themselves. So it's that saying, hurt people hurt people. So someone that lashes out, someone that says something that's really hurtful, someone that does something that is completely uncalled for and ridiculous, then yes, that person is suffering inside. And that's something that you really have to understand when you're dealing with these types of people. When you understand this, then you are able to take a step back and not take it personally. So it doesn't mean that it doesn't hurt, it just means that it's not a reflection of you, it's a reflection of that person, their own insecurities, their own wounds, and it's a reflection of how they feel about themselves inside. Because anyone that is happy and healthy with themselves and loves themselves, they don't want to hurt anyone. They don't say things that are button pushers. They don't say things to get a rise out of someone. They just don't do those sort of things. They don't need to feel that high by bringing someone down to make themselves feel better. So that's something that's really important to understand. So we've established that hurt people, that by someone saying something that is button pushing, that's hurtful, that this is just their way of ultimately making themselves feel better because they have an emptiness, a wound, an insecurity, a jealousy, whatever it is inside of them. They have that negative energy inside of them and they're looking to hurt others to really make themselves feel better. And I know that sounds completely sick and twisted, but that's the way abusive, narcissistic, unhealthy, people live their lives, is they need to get a high. They need to take the pressure off themselves because they don't know how to deal with themselves. And in order to do that, they have to hurt someone else. So let's say we've established all of that. So now how do we deal with this interaction? There's a few things. And number one is, if you're not at the space yourself or with this person where you can really master your emotions with this person, where you can completely, you know, be in front of them and have this conversation and they're saying these things and you can just not let it affect you whatsoever, then you have to know when to leave this conversation or when to leave this interaction. So this isn't about, you know, not standing up for yourself. This is actually harder to do than to just let your emotions take over and just react. When you know an environment is unhealthy, no matter what someone else is saying to you, that you can hold on to yourself and say, you know what, it's time for me to leave. That is self-empowering. That is taking care of yourself. And I know there's gonna be a lot of people that say, absolutely not, that's a sign of weakness. And it's really not. It's harder to walk away than it is to stay in that space and get emotionally involved with someone, because ultimately that's what that person wants. They want to see that what they've done has affected you. That is where, you know, they ultimately are winning, where they feel empowered now because they affected you, especially someone that's narcissistic. So when you know you're getting into an environment with someone and it's beginning to get heated, look, hang up the phone on them if you need to. Okay, I gotta go, I'll talk to you later, bye. And oh, I gotta go, someone's at the door, bye. Or, you know, just completely walking away and say, okay, I'm done with this conversation, I'll speak to you at another time, or whatever. It's just about arming yourself to say, I'm not engaging in this behavior. So if you can't respond, if you know that you don't have the willpower, the energy, the, you know, tools to know how to respond to this type of a person, then you need to leave the situation completely. That is still self-empowering, and that allows you to keep yourself intact and to still not have let that person affect you. They might say, oh, you know, see, look, you're running away because you can't handle it or whatever. And that's totally fine. They can say that, as long as you know that by you removing yourself, that means that, you know, you're not allowing that emotion to come up, whether that's anger, whether that's tears, whether that's any kind of, you know, showing that person that they got to you, you win. So all you need to say to that person is, I'm sorry you feel that way, but I'm not going to be around someone who speaks to me in that way. And that's really it. Short, sweet, to the point. And then you turn around, go to the car, go inside the house, you know, wherever, and feel whatever it is that you need to feel. So if you need to release, if you need to cry, if you need to get angry, then as long as you're by yourself expressing those feelings and being with yourself and parenting yourself through those feelings, then ultimately you win. The last thing that I want to go over is understand that when someone is a button pusher, when you're dealing with someone that's narcissistic, completely unhealthy, emotionally abusive, They're going to say the things, like I've said, that are going to cut you at your knees. They know exactly what you're vulnerable to. So they know where your wounds are, and they know exactly what to say to really kind of get to you. So you have to know where your wounds are. You have to know what are the things that when someone says them to me, they sting the most. Because if you don't know where your triggers are, then it's going to be really hard for you to be able to respond to someone. It's going to be really hard for you not to get emotionally involved and just react to someone. So when we're reacting, that's because we don't know where our wounds are. We don't know that, we know that someone hurt us, but because we don't know what that wound is, what that hurt feeling is, and what it means to us, then we can't really respond in a mature and healthy way because we haven't become familiar with our own wounds. You have to really get to a place where, you know, really learning how to love yourself is learning everything about yourself. You have to know the things that you're most vulnerable to. You have to know where your wounds are. You have to know where your triggers are, because that's the stuff that you have to parent yourself through. So if my wound is, you know, feeling insecure, not having self-confidence, and someone says something to me that's really hurtful in terms of, you know, maybe my physical appearance or whatever, then I'm going to take that on. But if I know where my wounds are and I know how to love myself through them and I know how to parent myself through all of that, then you'll be able to not allow anyone to really affect you in that way. And it doesn't mean not being human. Of course, if someone says something to us that's really hurtful, it's going to hurt us. But it's a matter of, okay, that hurt my feelings, but now let's parent myself through that feeling. Okay, someone said something that's really abusive. Is that true? And that moment of like believing that person and feeling that hurt feeling, you have to have that inner dialogue with yourself. You have to know that, you know, number one, that person's doing this just to hurt me and that it's not true, and loving yourself through all of that. And if you don't know how to do any of that, then you're gonna constantly be reacting to everyone. We wanna get to a place where we're responding. So we're basically stating our truth, we're setting our boundaries, and we're learning how to enforce our boundaries. This is more than just learning how to master your emotions. This is more than learning how to disengage with someone. This is about learning how to armor yourself against abusive behavior, because it is going to happen in life. We are going to come in contact with abusive people. That's just unfortunately life. And you have to learn how to love yourself when you're coming in contact with this type of person. And if you are insecure and you just take on everyone's stuff and you believe whatever hurtful thing someone says to you, instead of recognizing, okay, you actually said that because you yourself are really unhealthy and you're abusive, and that's actually not true, then when you can get to that place, that is absolutely huge, and you'll be able to armor yourself and protect yourself. You'll know where your triggers are, and you'll know how to love yourself through someone trying to ultimately hurt you purposely. So just to do a quick recap. So number one, we have to know who our audience is, who are the people that we're dealing with, and that hurt people hurt people. Understanding that what someone is saying to you has nothing to do with you. This is just their way of trying to abuse you to make themselves feel better about their own miserable existence that they're living in. So by you learning how to respond versus reacting, that means that they're staying stuck in that miserable place. They're not, you know, projecting that negativity onto you, and you're not taking it. It's creating that bubble, like I said. Number two, understanding where your wounds are. You have to know what are the things that trigger you in life. Number three, learning how to master your emotions. So that means either disengaging and walking away when you know that you're getting charged up, that you're feeling that anger come forward, and not allowing that person to see that they basically got a rise out of you. And learning when to, you know, tell someone what you think and how you feel, set that boundary and enforce that boundary. So maybe the boundary is, hey, when you speak to me this way, I leave. because I'm not dealing with this and doing it every single time. So here comes the abusive behavior. Here comes the hurtful stuff. Okay, well, now you're just being hurtful and now I'm leaving and you're disengaging. You have to treat these people like children. Ultimately, this person is being a child and you have to be able to recognize that unhealthy behavior and walking away when you know a grown person should not be behaving in this way and that you're not going to tolerate it. And then number four, learning how to love yourself through someone hurting you in this way. So we're human beings, and at times it's gonna be really painful and hurtful that someone is saying something that you know it cut you at your knees, it hurt you, it affected you, like you're a human being. And you have to be able to learn how to love yourself through that. You have to be able to take a step back, see the bigger picture, and know that, yes, while that hurt, that had nothing to do with me and it's not true, and really loving yourself through all of this. And the more you do this stuff, the more your confidence will increase, and the more you're showing a narcissistic person, a toxic person, a mostly emotionally abusive person, that you're not tolerating this type of behavior. So when you become abusive and you start pushing these buttons, I'm not reacting to them. I'm just gonna respond, and responding either means saying whatever it is I want to say in a calm and healthy way and setting a boundary, or it means leaving. So I hope that this has helped you guys out there. If you have any questions, please let me know, and I will see you next week.
So that is it for now. Thank you guys so much for tuning in, and I will see you in my next episode.